Hello everyone, welcome home. Welcome to the Talk with a Zambian Child hosted by me, Tevin Smart. Welcome to another episode that is about healing our brokenness and submitting to our vulnerability. Today's topic is addiction, and to help me with this is Covenus Mwengwe. But before we even welcome our guest, I want to thank every listener that has been tuning in every single Friday. And all our new listeners, you're welcome. And we give a shout out to Matthew Stembo and Obetsi Anzali for being one of our consistent listeners. And as you all remember, last time we talked about childhood traumas that come from domestic violence with King for Chisenga. I hope you enjoyed that, and we loved the feedback that was given to us from you guys. Don't forget to stay hydrated throughout the whole podcast. And before we go any further, we need to give a moment of silence for the people that have died through this trying time. Okay, welcome back, guys. Hope we're all doing fine. Hope we're all comfortable wherever we are. And as we begin today's topic, addiction. Oh, before I even go further, I forgot to give the announcement. I wanted to say thank you for everyone who voted for us in the podcast competition. Unfortunately, the results came out and we didn't win. But I want to thank you for everybody who believed in us and for everybody who set out a platform for us to achieve greatness. Thank you very much. And we hope we can get the same support next year. So let us begin and let us welcome our guest. Welcome, Covenus.
Thank you so much for hosting me. It's really a pleasure.
We are very excited to have you. Could you really tell our audience who Covenus Mwengwe is, so they can really know the person who's come to visit our home today?
She is a general counselor and a life coach, holding a diploma in general counseling. She is so courageous and creative. She came up with the idea of giving guidance and counseling services as her own business, even when she doesn't have an office at the moment. She is so determined in what she does till she sees herself as a successful counselor.
We're glad to have you. Thank you for that intro. We really love it. We're glad that we've got a life coach here and somebody who is a counselor. So let me just ask you this. When I first asked you to come on our podcast and do this episode, what was the first thing that came to you?
Actually, I saw it as a great privilege. And it even made me, it even lifted my working spirit, knowing people out there, they're appreciating what I do and they're counting on me. So thank you so much for reaching out to me.
We're glad to hear so, Covenus. We are glad. We are very excited to hear that. That's how you felt. So, how do you define addictions, Covenus, since our topic for today is addictions?
Okay. So addiction is the uncontrollable behavior, regardless of its negative consequences. So in a case, a person, let's say someone is taking alcohol. So alcohol consumption, it has become uncontrollable. That's where the addiction comes in, meaning that that taking alcohol has become a problem. Then in a case a person notices this alcohol, it will lead me to feeling like this, maybe I'll lose self-control. Then a person continues taking that alcohol, it means that there's an addiction. So it can take place in different forms. For example, sex addiction, alcohol, drug, porn, and so many more, because there are just a lot types of addictions in this world.
Wow. So it's a craving that you can really, really stop, but you keep doing it. We're glad. That's like one hell of a session to go by, right? Okay, but we know that you've defined it as a craving, right? But are there signs that one could see that they're actually addicts? Are there any signs that one could really be able to, like, see in every way?
Okay, so I'll talk from my counselor perspective, point of view.
Okay.
It comes to me, then they're saying, I think I'm having an addiction in this area. So what we do, we ask psychological assessment questions on the particular type of addiction that a person has. For example, in a case of sex addiction, we ask these questions based on how a person is saying they're addicted, maybe the number of times they've got sex. And then when it comes to a sex addiction, it also includes masturbation and pornography, and sometimes maybe someone having multiple sexual partners. So when we ask those psychological assessment questions, they'll be the ones which will lead us to knowing that this person has got an addiction. Then when it comes to addictions, there are levels of addiction. There's level 1 to level 7. So in a case a person is just being exposed to something, that's not an addiction, to when it starts getting so compulsive.
But can I just really tell you, before you even go further, could you please try to explain this in a layman's language for somebody who's listening here and doesn't know all these terms you used? Would you please just tell them the signs and the traits that they could see?
Actually, all addictions, they are more similar. It's just that, let me say, the first term, maybe sex, drug, it's the one which makes them different, but they are all addictions. The word addiction is just the same. Yeah. So in a case, maybe I want to teach maybe a grade 5 or a grade 7 about these addictions. So I would say there's a behavior of someone. Then when a person notices that this behavior is very bad and it will bring me challenges or negative, it will bring me problems into my life, then that person continues to doing that behavior. Then when that person is continuing doing that behavior, he does it several times. That's what I can say in simpler terms. Yeah, I'm sure someone can be able to understand. This is a behavior. Yeah, it brings bad effects or problems to someone. Then you keep on doing it without stopping. Even when you try to stop, you can't.
Thank you for that, confidence. You've really said it. So the first step, you actually know that you're addicted to something, is you cannot stop, right? You cannot really stop wanting that thing. It's uncontrollable. It's like an edge that you can't live with, right?
Exactly.
Thank you for that, confidence. So we've heard from her, guys. Cravings, when you start craving something that has got negative effects and beyond, and you cannot stop wanting it, that is very bad for your health. So we've seen that there are sometimes you have withdrawal symptoms, you have what? There's sometimes when you would want so badly just to like get this thing, you feel like you're about to really not breathe or something. So those are the signs that you're really addicted and you need help. You need help from a professional, or you try to talk to someone. So, after one finds out all these, that they are really addicts, then all this, what steps could they take to be cured? Is this thing even curable?
It's very much possible. So, in a case one notices that I've got this addiction, they need to opening up. They can open up to a friend. Maybe it could be a relative or counselors or any person who can be of help whom one can be able to trust. So then there are times someone can't know to say this is an addiction. No wonder self-awareness is very vital. Yeah, so as counselors, our role is to, you know, educate our people, bring in programs that will help people get to know that this is an addiction. More especially when it comes to sex addiction, mostly this issue is not talked about. The only thing that we do concentrate on much is drug and alcohol addiction. It's the one which they even talk about on televisions. You never find on TV the advertising something about, or maybe bringing a program about sex addiction, masturbation addiction. So all these, they are left out. No wonder if a person is doing all these things, they all know to say what I'm doing is wrong and it's an addiction. Yeah, so when we bring in self-awareness, it's really going to be helping the people out there getting to open up. It could be to their family or coming to seek for counseling services.
Yeah, I get you. Thank you. And really, I really agree with you when it comes to opening up to someone, self-awareness. These are really things that we really need to do and really need to take into consideration, because talk is the ultimate thing. You need to really let out, join a support group. Really, you need to let out. But what about if there's someone out there who's tried it all, but nothing keeps working, who's really tried everything, ultimately everything, to get over this addiction?
Okay, so the best solution that one can take is to seeking help from a professional. So, you know, when it comes to internet, a lot of people, they post things there, even those ones who've never been to school. And even those who've been to school, someone can post something, but they are not trained in it. Yeah. So we've got people who are trained in these addictions. So when these people goes to seek help from trained professionals, they'll be able to be helped. Because when it comes to these addictions, you know, we've got different theories that we use, different techniques that we use. So in a case this theory has failed, we try a different one, something which a friend or a parent can't be able to provide.
But before I even let you go, Covenant, before I even let you go, would you please really explain to us, since you said people are not so much aware of sex, masturbation and pornography addiction, and they're not so much sensitized about it, would you really just give us a brief description of what you mean? What are the signs of this? Really, would you?
Okay. So, I also said that sex addiction, there's also porn and masturbation. So a person will see mostly, like in sex addiction, someone will prioritize sex over their family, you know, their friends, their work. In case of one, instead of them, you know, being with their family, they would rather go and have sex. You know, they would leave work early or maybe miss work in order for them to have sex, or in order for them to watch pornography or, you know, masturbate. And for some people, they even take risk. In a case it has become compulsive on level 7, you find that someone can be masturbating while you are there. You won't know, but they'll be doing it. So that's how dangerous this addiction can be. Then there are some people, they can be cyber sexting, you know, social media. You find that on Facebook, you don't know this person, then you just start sexting, exchanging naked pictures. So that has become an addiction. We also have, one can also know through having multiple sexual partners. You're not satisfied with one partner, you go after this person, then the other person, one, just like that. Then there's also a physical and psychological withdrawal symptoms. In a case a person doesn't masturbate, you know, They experience headache. They experience some mood swings. In a case, a person doesn't have sex or masturbate, they all experience these psychological and physical withdrawal symptoms. So that's when one cannot say, okay, what I'm doing is an addiction.
And what steps does one take in order to be cured of this?
Okay, so there are a number of steps that one can take. The first step, like I said, is becoming aware, self-awareness. Some people, they don't know themselves. And lack of awareness is making people do things without knowing the consequences. So in a case you're doing something, then you're aware about that thing. You know to say, if I'm addicted to sex, it's going to make me lose friends. It's going to make me lose marriages, or it's going to make me feel A, B, C, D. What can I do? You try to avoid that. Yeah. So when a person becomes aware of his or her emotions, you know, being aware of the what physical needs that a person needs. So these things will just prevent this person from involving himself in this kind of addiction. And self-awareness is going to help one to know the triggers, because when it comes to this addiction, it just doesn't start on its own. Of course, there's an age, but there are also some triggers. It could be some family members, it could be a friend, it could be phones, you know. So a person, when is aware of these triggers or the environment which a person is at, it's going to help one to prevent all these things.
Right, guys, you've heard from our life coach and counselor what she said about sex, masturbation, pornography addictions. These are really like, what word could I use? These are addictions that are entangling our youths out there. I think some of us, we've really passed through these and we've really found steps in order to conquer them, but not everyone has. Let's sensitize people about this. Let's have an open heart. Let us be kind. As Covenus has said, these are cravings that really you just want to have sex. You want to watch pornography. You just want to masturbate. It's a whole new section of life, and we really need to help our friends. We really need to help our family members going through this. We need to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. We need to really, really start making these conversations between us, start talking to one another and not feel uncomfortable. And healing will take its time. You will heal. You just need to open up yourself. You need to really say, I want to heal. And I know you've passed through so much. You are really trying hard to heal. You've tried everything and nothing seems to work. But the Lord is there for you. You just have to keep trying. Whether it's just that one answer, 1 minute, a second makes a difference. It's a build up. And from my own experience, I could tell you, it's a build up. Every day, you keep building up. Okay, we've talked about all these things, and Covenus, would you just really, really talk to us about relapses? People get relapse, but they really do not know how to deal with them, and they've got these withdrawal symptoms. Like, they ask themselves, does it mean I can't get cured anymore? Like, what's going on? What could you say around that situation?
Okay, so in a case one has been cancelled, because counseling or therapy doesn't take a day. It can take weeks, it can take months. So this person has been cancelled, then we want to prevent this relapse. Yeah, so there are some things that we teach this client. Like I said, the first one being self-awareness. Then we also teach mindfulness, you know. So in this mindfulness, there are some skills and techniques that we teach a person that this person can be using in order to avoid these relapses. because there are different things that makes a person start abusing these drugs, you know, start engaging in sexual activities. For example, depression. So a person can start abusing alcohol because of depression. Someone can start engaging in sex because of a failure of a relationship. Then they went into depression. So as a result, if you want to prevent that relapse, because if this depression is not treated, this person will still go back to that addiction. Now, what we do in this mindfulness, there are some skills that we use, like some stress balls. Yeah. So we'll teach a person how to be using these stress balls. We'll also use anchors. There are some things that this person can get in order to controlling those emotions, so that they should prevent this person from going back into that addiction. So we also come up with a treatment plan for this client. Then we give we come up with a timetable or a schedule, so to say. So we schedule around this time this person should do this, around this time should do this, until the end of the day. So that treatment plan is just there to keep that person busy, so that they shouldn't find time, you know, to start thinking about masturbating, to start thinking about having sex, or to start thinking about taking alcohol. Because in most cases, if someone is not busy, that's when they'll start thinking about, okay, let me go and take alcohol. So when we come up with these activities in that treatment plan, it's going to help that person keep busy. And the other thing, we also help at the beginning of a session, you know, we teach a client how to write the daily activities, how well this client is progressing. In a case of a relapse, a client will write it down. Okay, today I had a relapse. Then what can I do in order for me not to have it the next time again? Just like that. So this journal and the self-awareness, the mindfulness, and the techniques that we're going to use is going to make one to avoiding these relapses. Then we also look at some support groups. You know, there are some groups that support these people. For example, at Great North Road Rehab Center there, there's a group which supports these people so that they should prevent some relapses. So that's what we do. So we tend to refer those people there, and we also include some family support so that the family should also be there for this person, so that they shouldn't go back to that addiction.
Thank you.
Thank you for that, Covenus. But would you really give us an insight of any other free counseling centers that one could go to in case they do not have money? Are there even any free counseling centers in our own country?
Yes, it's there. Actually, in every government clinic, we have a youth-friendly space. So this space, they were created for youth. Whatever challenges they're facing, you know, when they go there, they'll meet different people, then they'll be sharing out whatever challenges they're facing. So through that friendly space, they'll be able to be helped, because at that space, there are also some counselors who are found there. So in any government clinic, they can be able to find one. I remember some time back, 2019, I was at Kabwata Clinic. Yeah, I could go by that friendly space, you know, we could teach some people. And there was a guy, they said that picked him from the street. You know, he was addicted to alcohol, and he could, you know, shiver, shake. Yeah, by the time when he came that side, you know, he was really helped, even if he was drinking, but it wasn't like before. So I saw that it was very... And if there's anyone out there who is having an addiction and they can't afford to pay for these services, maybe at these centers where they require one to pay, let them go at youth-friendly spaces. It's actually for free.
Like, we thank you, Covenants, for being around. We just thank you. And as she said, she's talked about addictions, she's talked about signs, she's talked about relapses, she's really talked about the ways we can get cured. Okay, this is out of the topic, Covenants, but I wanted to ask you this. Do you believe the healthy sector has done much to really cope with these situations that are rising as teens are really getting addicted most of the times? Or do you think we still have a long way to go as Africa, as a whole continent that didn't really believe so much into the therapy part of life?
Okay, we have a long way to go because the kind of counseling or the kind of therapy that is always given mostly is focused on drug addiction, alcohol, drug addiction. These other ones, you know, pornography, sex addiction, and masturbation, it's not covered. It's more like, you know, because of our tradition, someone is failing to bring up these issues. If I talk sex in public, how are people going to see me? Yeah, so as counselors, you know, as a life coach, it is my responsibility. Of course, you know, I can't educate the whole nation, but if I'm able to change this person or one person, then that person will be able to share out with another person. So what we need to do, we need to come up with some focus groups, you know, in these societies. Yeah, so if in a particular community we form some groups which talk about drug addiction, which talk about sex addiction and masturbation, so these people, they'll become aware to say, oh, this is actually a problem, I've been doing this, and you know, they'll be free to opening up. Because when you look at people who mostly masturbate, they are women, and you never find a woman admitting to say, I've been doing this. You know, they are so scared. But through educating them, telling them that it's actually normal, opening up, and this addiction, it's just something normal, but you can be able to change. Yeah, because when we start condemning them, don't come out. Yeah, so if there's someone who will be there for them, you know, understanding someone's feelings and what led them to abusing these drugs, you know, getting into this addiction, these people will welcome this move, and they'll be able to support us in whatever we are doing, and we'll be able to change the mindset of Zambians, and we'll also reach very far. Yeah, that's what I think.
Thank you, Covenants, for really being around. We're asking for advice, and would you please give us your closing remarks as you give us your advice?
Okay, my advice to everyone is that you shouldn't feel bad for the addiction, because there's something that led you into this addiction. So what you need to do, you to anyone or to visit any government clinic, so to say. Yeah, so when you visit these clinics, they'll be there to welcome you. Actually, they're very good people. They're non-judgmental, and they practice confidentiality. Whatever you tell them that led you to this addiction, they'll be there to support you, and you won't hear it anywhere else. Yeah, so actually, I personally am actually waiting for you to reaching out to me, you know, telling me what led you to this addiction. And sometimes it might not just be this addiction, it could be maybe something else. You're actually welcome to me. And for those who need my services, you can reach me. I'm always available. Yeah, so thank you so much for hosting me. You know, it's really been a pleasure, because looking at addiction, it's just something too general. And if we bring out these topics, we are helping out a nation. And when it comes to these addictions, you know, changing, it starts with you. Someone you you can decide to come to counseling, being counseled, but if it doesn't come from your heart, if you are being forced, you won't change this habit. So as counselors, our job is to provide skills or techniques to helping you cope with this addiction or to quit this addiction, but it will take you to change. So as you come for therapy or as you go to these youth friendly corners, let it come from your heart. Don't just go because this topic has been brought. Okay, let me just go there to go and see what's happening. Go there because it's something that is coming from deep down your heart, and you've seen that you really need to change this habit, and we'll be so glad to receiving you. Thank you so much for hosting me, and I'm looking forward to another one.
Thank you. We were glad to have you. So thank you guys for joining us. That was me and Covenus as we talked about addictions. I hope you enjoyed this session, and I hope this episode really did good to you. From me and Covenus, we want to say bye.